Oh, we are on
going
camera.
To be a babbling garbage episode. We're going to film right now. And I want to say, 2017, exciting year. You know, a lot of stuff happened that some people liked, some people didn't like. 2018, what the? We're already off to an interesting start.
New year, new me.
New year, new nuke. Warning. Hawaii. So
that's what New we're Year, New Island.
Yeah. So yeah, apparently, before we got a chance to come back on and, you know, talk about 2018, we've already had a fun little missile warning in Hawaii, and it appears that the people there are now making shirts with the alert they had. The sorry, we're about to get some missiles dropped on us. Just kidding. Shirts. Already started popping up, and it was kind of an interesting story. I'm sure you guys have already now heard since it happened just recently, within the past day. And fun part, of course, Joe Arpaio, he's a guy who's trying to get into Senate, I believe, in Arizona.
Yeah, he was a longtime sheriff.
Yeah.
Who was actually, I don't know if he was dismissed from his job or he was suspended, but...
The fun part is, the first thing this guy tries to say is, hey... I'm not surprised that Hawaii had a problem with their system. Their government stinks. Look, they forged Obama's birth certificate. And he's just so, of course, it's a thing he has to come up with.
My understanding is that it wasn't actually an official alert. It was a prank pulled by some people on the college football team.
They're still working it all out. Okay. The FCC said they have to really go in and dig in and see what exactly happened.
This might be crazy, and I'm not a political person really at all. I'm a big dumb idiot. But can the Republicans not blame all their problems on Obama and Hillary now? Like,
I think they have since the 50s, right?
They need a scapegoat.
I mean...
Even before he was born.
You guys are diving right into this.
Hey, if someone's going to be like, oh, they're hiding Obama's birth certificates. You know, like, Jesus, man. Like, that's... They're going to cause, like, a nuclear war or, like, do a bomb threat joke because they want to hide some fucking birth certificates?
Mm-hmm. Man. And beyond. You know what? At this point, why does it matter anymore? You gotta move on.
Doesn't matter. None of this matters.
When you pull your balls out of your pants, they fall downward. They don't fall backwards. They go downward.
So is the point you're making now that we have a new administration, let's focus on what's happening instead of what happened?
Yeah, I feel like we're already walking into the spiked wall. We gotta start thinking about that, not, you know, the clear space behind us where we came from.
Okay.
You know, we're... like the pigeon spikes, we're all just slamming our faces into it right now.
And I agree. When they do those things, I'm like, why are we still talking about
old
this?
Shit.
Right, we have issues that are in front of us, which is the same thing that like people.
Her emails.
Why are we helping people in other countries who should be helping ourselves? Why are we talking about stuff from a president who's already retired?
I know we only share the same crust of this fucking earth. You think we, you know?
We're the city.
We're all stuck here.
We're this shining city on the hill.
It's, yeah, I don't care if you want to call me a damn hippie, but we share the planet with a bunch of other people, and we have to live with each other, so we might as well help each other at some point.
We just need a new flood.
Yeah, or at least all equally be willing to talk shit to each other and not work together.
I think that's what Chappelle's getting to on his new stand-up, is that you know, the current environment, people can't take a joke anymore.
Mm-hmm. I love his stuff. I'm glad he's interested in getting a paycheck again. It's been really good to the rest of us Netflix watchers.
Here's the problem. That was his final special. So are they going to renegotiate another $70 million for two specials that he's like has been hiding for a year?
What I want them to do. Give him a budget for movies. Let him do the things that made him jaded. Like he was upset because Half-Baked wasn't the movie that he wanted it to be. Well, you know, this is 2018. We revamp and remake everything. Go back and make the movie that you wanted to make.
I don't think he wants to do any of that anymore.
He's
too rich. He's too upper class now. Like, he wants to just live on his farm and like get high all day.
And be mad about all the young comedians that are popular.
And eat his kids' Cheerios.
Like, talking about that, he's felt like he's been stabbed in the back for his fellow people in his community.
Well, and speaking of all these problems and government and pigeon spikes and all those things like that, another fun topic that came up was apparently there was a possible chance that Trump said Haiti and other African places were shitholes.
Oh, you don't think? Really? That's shocking.
Why are we letting people in?
How could this happen?
But to my knowledge, this has been something that nobody's actually confirmed, which is why some of the other things that they're saying in a lot of these articles is he's saying, I have a team who's been recording this stuff behind the scenes, so we can show you those recordings, and this isn't what was said. I don't know why people are getting surprised.
Like that other guy who wrote the book about them in and asked them all kinds of embarrassing questions.
It's still kind of silly because, I mean, it's not like that team couldn't go and edit stuff. So, I mean...
Yeah. Filtered information.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where it's two sides saying a bunch of things and we're still at the same point that we were last year in January with, you know, a bunch of people saying this and that.
I feel like... Okay. I feel like most of us and Americans who weren't Trump supporters are kind of at this point where it's just like, I don't really care what he said anymore. You know, there's nothing surprising about this. We're all just trying to, like, wade through it until the term is over or somebody talks impeachment, whatever. You know, I've just got to, like, get up tomorrow, go to work, do my job, and keep on living.
It's like that same feeling when you realize that you're not going to get another paycheck from a job and you're going to actually have to go and get food stamps and government assistance. And you're like, I might as well just do it. I guess I'm just gonna have to be on government.
You didn't have to. You got another job.
Couldn't find another job.
That sounded like commentary about your own situation.
Could have been. It was very close. Very close to that point. I was almost there. I was like, should I just put my head in the fucking toilet and just drink in the water
until I die? We didn't have to. You found another job and somehow we're all good.
But we won't talk about the job publicly because I actually can't.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
What do you...
You're shit about this whole thing and the moment you... lost your job, I was like, I got you, son, and I fucking got you.
But who knows, right? I mean, you never know. Things could. I mean, I could have went to interview, and they were like, "What the fuck is this guy? That's not who we're expecting. It's not just the new upper class people."
We wanted another lovable fat guy.
We're thinking a Mormon was going to walk in.
That is not what they would have said if they were trying to find another me. They're like, let's find the complete opposite of Justin. That guy is a delusional asshole.
I thought he said he was Mormon.
This is a political way. He's like, we want another plus size friend.
He's fucking going crazy.
We thought we got one loudmouth jerk. Let's not have another.
I thought the new guy was going to have a bigger beard.
Okay.
The exciting part about this whole entire thing, though, however, is the greatness of people. When these things happen and the shittiness happens and things that people are upset about happen, greatness still comes from it. Like the shithole hotel projector right on Trump's hotel.
That's awesome.
Shithole right on it. And it was moving, so I mean, it had like these little smiley faces that were coming out of it. So it looked like there was a butthole on the door, and it said shithole, and there was like these little things flying outward towards you.
Now, I am not a Trump supporter. Let me throw this out there. I did not vote for him. I've never watched an episode of The Apprentice. I was upset that he had a cameo in Home Alone 2 Lost in New York.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I kind of like that.
Reaching back there.
Deep cuts.
I'm just trying to just...
Okay.
You know, I get it. I'm white. I'm drinking Coors Light. I should look like I liked Trump. I don't. But until we physically have evidence, I will stick to this American gospel of innocent until proven guilty. Trump sucks. Trump's a piece of shit. He's a shithole. But until we physically have, like, audio or video file or his dumbass tweets at 3 a.m. when he's chilling with the Russians.
Oh.
Like, unless there's evidence, I think it's wrong that people are just doing this. Trump sucks, but it just, like, to just add not proven facts of what this idiot has done, they shouldn't kind of like counterattack of things that are probably hypothetical that probably did happen. Again, playing devil's advocate, but you're not going to win if you're leaning on the things that didn't happen. like, go against the things that he actually said. That is written testimony. That is this and this. But if anything, what sucks with how we are right now is if him being recorded saying, I grab them by the pussy and I do this and this because I'm rich and that's how they fucking want it, or whatever it was he said, if that is the thing, if that's not the thing that's going to not make him president, him hypothetically saying that a war-torn, you know, weather-damaged country being a shithole country, and why are the immigrants leaving their country that is a shithole because it's destroyed and the economical power is broken, to come to our slightly better, weren't, you know, like, our government's not going to try to, well, our government's not going to try to kill us. But, like, yeah, you know, like...
Just stick to the high ground here, bro.
No. So, I mean, what I'm trying to say is, like, unless there's the fact, they shouldn't try to attack him on the things that are hypothetical. Like,
more personal,
it's,
in my opinion.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm not going to lie. I laughed when I saw the photo of the hotel and it said shithole. That's funny, and it's a shithole president. That's funny. You know, because also, unlike these third world countries, we have the right to be like our shithole president and still go do what we do the next day. Like, those guys don't get that chance. They'll have everything taken away from them if they try to fight back there. So that's why people flee. They flee to the places that they feel that have always looked like it's been safe. And even if, like, you know, you'll get spitted on or whatever here, you still have a better chance of living in this shithole country than living in that shithole country.
And as an American, that should be a win, because we're doctrinating all the other citizens of the world.
This country started from people leaving a shithole country. Yeah. And we took it from people who were doing pretty well with it.
Well, that's the great part, is what you're saying actually leads into the next comment I had about this whole entire thing, is... What if in a big hypothetical booked world where you're writing a story, you're writing about a man who says, I'm this TV celebrity who is way out there, should not probably have the ability to be president, but I'm going to run against all these people who are, and I'm going to try to beat them all, and I'm going to show everybody that some guy who just happens to be a businessman who made a bunch of money off of hotels can beat all these people and be a better president than them.
I think I would have made that point, and what I just would have resigned immediately. So come on, better hoops, guys. I'm leaving.
Yeah. So somebody's writing this, and they go, the thing is, the guy doesn't actually believe he's going to make it. He just wants to do it. Because he wants to build his name, keep building his name, building his brand, getting himself out there. It's a spectacle. It'll draw attention to him. It keeps his name going. Mm-hmm. However, through the process, he actually somehow manages to start winning. And beating people and kicking other candidates to the side, and the people were going, how is this happening? This guy is somehow managing to climb his way up the ladder. And the whole while, he's just like, I don't know how I'm doing this, but I'm just saying, I'm talking shit to people, and I'm still making it up the chain. I'm saying things that they won't say, and
I'm
people
waiting
are
to hear
still
the hypothetical, because this happened.
Well, here's the thing. It's coming. Okay. So he gets all the way in there, he manages to get in office. Now, he's going, I don't want to be here. I was just a guy who ran a business thing and a board, and I had meetings every once in a while. I just want to golf and eat McDonald's and kick back and hang out with my wife's buttocks and my kids, and that's it.
Wants to get peed on by Russian hookers. Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't want to actually do this. So he's thinking, well, I got here by saying terrible things. How far can this go?
Yeah.
So he's still doing it. He's going, every day he's thinking, I wonder what I can get away with saying today. And so he's saying these crazy things. Okay, people are like going, how can a president do this? Yet he's still there.
Yeah, we keep letting him. That's why.
So what if the hypothetical situation is he actually is just saying things, wondering what will actually happen?
Oh, I believe that's entirely possible. I believe that he doesn't like it. He doesn't like being president. And that now that he's there, he's just like, oh, what was I thinking?
He's like a dog chasing the car. He caught it. He doesn't know what to do with it.
Maybe.
Oh, I thought you said dong. Sorry.
No.
Dog. I was like, what is that?
Dong chasing a car?
Can I get that tailpipe? But do you think his exit from office will include my next subject, which is the laundry and dishwasher pod challenge?
What the fuck?
Look, man.
The headline news where did tomorrow, that come from? Donald Trump eats dishwasher pod.
Where did that come from?
Why is that a goddamn meme right now?
I don't know, other than people will kill themselves for attention on the internet.
Good.
Good.
Yeah, we're waiting out the week. What does Skip say? We need natural selection, and this is...
Yeah, this is it. This is absolutely it. We're overpopulated with a bunch of idiots, and if they want to, like, chew on... If they want to choke on plastic and choke on chemicals, do to it. It's your Odin given right.
I can't. I can't help
like praise science. You want to kill yourself, you know. And if you survive, you're a mutant, and we should just kill you anyway. And like
Schrodinger's Tide Pods.
All right, Trask.
He ate a Tide Pod. Is he dead or alive?
Look, I'm now mad because he swallowed my laundry detergent. You know how expensive those capsules are?
He's a witch!
Yeah, especially
he's
name
still
brand.
Alive!
Especially name yeah. brand.
Those Tide Ones? Those are hell of expensive. Like,
that's shit you don't usually see in our neighborhoods.
I would have been like, well, we need to learn from how you survived swallowing laundry detergent.
I mean,
capsules. Your specific power of surviving... Laundry detergent capsules.
Look, these idiot kids.
Wasn't that Madame Hydra's power? She was immune to poison
detergent.
Yeah.
She was just immune to poison and chemicals.
She's like facing down the X-Men. Watch this. Ah! Yeah.
It's funny is if somebody like her existed, they'd be like, you can make real money on the internet.
She's call me Madame Cascade.
Fucking X-Men went on the back hill. I don't give a fuck with her, dude. She just swallowed a bunch of detergent.
So look, I don't understand all these weird little like bets and crazes that dumb kids like do these days. You know, when we were kids, we went outside and we played, like we did things, or we did like play some video games together, or we rode BMX bikes. We would start bands, play music. Like all these idiots want to do is like, let's do the hold my breath challenge, or let's do the, what was the one where they set each other on fire or some shit?
Cinnamon challenge.
Do the honey cinnamon challenge.
I love those ones.
Let's
man.
Do the
honeybee like, butthole
like,
challenge.
It's like, why? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm asking. You know, why are you doing this? Who's the idiot who shot her boyfriend? Ooh. On camera?
What?
Yeah, he died, and now she's going to prison for it. That was one of them. They were doing it as a publicity stunt on YouTube. Yeah.
So, any way to get famous.
Yeah.
These are the dumbest ways. That doesn't mean you have a talent. You just want to get your dumb 15 minutes of fame, and you want to be like those idiot asshat Paul brothers, which I wish he would hang himself, and his brother, and he can take that idiot PewDiePie with him, too.
The Cash Me Outside girl, we need to stop.
Oh, fuck
yeah.
Me.
Stop making like, idiots famous.
But that's the problem. Like, us as a society, instead of wanting quality, we had quantity, and we just wanted quick, easy fame, and we relied more on MTV and E! And all those stupid gossip channels, and that's why there's the huge rise of, let me get my tinfoil hat, it's the huge rise of the fucking reality stars.
How is he the paranoid angry guy to this today?
Because
he's high?
I thought that was my role.
Because I got high.
Yeah.
No, but no, this is how I've always thought. Like, you know, because everybody's more like, you know, everybody's more worried about what the Duck Dynasty guy or the Pawn Star fucking guy is doing than like what's literally happening to other people in society and stuff. Yeah. You know, like, that's what happens. And it's like, oh, I bet you can't butt chug some Cascade.
Like, okay, I'm starting a new challenge.
What?
Oh, no. What is it?
Don't be stupid.
The shut up challenge?
The babbling garbage challenge. You have to listen to babbling garbage for a whole year.
Okay.
Nice. And at the end, you have to list all the negatives and positives. You have I don't to have like both. You can't have guy. One
or
the other.
Yeah, that or if you learned anything.
But I know it's just a review, but it's still babbling garbage challenge. See who can do it. And you have to list them on YouTube. You can't just...
Do it after we have like 100 hours of content and make them do it like in one sitting without sleeping.
You have to be, I like when the people turn it off and the camera stops rolling. Or,
it's so funny. Give me some likes.
I like when I laugh that one time. Or whatever it is you find that you want to write about or say.
Oh, so I'm sure the angry show. Commentary, like, yeah, something along those lines. Why are these libtards thinking that their opinions are valid and talking about stuff on the internet?
Makes me wish chemtrails were real and we would just die.
Like, God.
It's a chemtrail challenge.
Are we
you
getting,
have to eat them.
Are we getting into conspiracy theories now?
Just look up and open your mouth. Like, turkeys.
Like when Homer eats food that's floating in the air.
I'm just talking about...
Maybe that'll be a separate episode. Conspiracy theories. We'll get into that one. Right,
so, man, me and Alex Jones are buds. The gay lizard frogs!
By the...
Sunset!
By the stuff...
My emails!
Well, I was going to go into some other subjects.
He's turning red like
but I actually like this, so I'm gonna end the episode on this.
And then that going into the next
I'm sorry, episode. I'm a good Christian man.
Well,
this fucking...
This is the kind of stuff I like, because this means that the next time you see us, you're going to see part B of this, and he's probably just going to be sitting there, and we're not going to get this reaction out of him again, so
yeah.
We're going to enjoy it while we can. This is...
Make a meme of what you just saw.
You know exactly. What? You want to know what it really is?
Chemtrails.
Get it in like mid-frame where he's like his face is streaking because he's moving so fast and it blurred, and put the caption when he said
aliens.
No,
chemtrails.
Has anybody painted Alex Jones as the big frog guy from Star Wars: The Phantom Menace?
Oh Jesus!
What was that guy's name? Boss Nass.
Boss Nass.
Oh, good grief!
I'm out of coffee.
You want to know why? It's because I've been working a lot more lately, and also my New Year's resolution for work was to be a lot nicer to people, so I'm not lashing out at work as much.
Oh, so you're
so it's
here.
Just like these fucking idiots.
Directed rage somewhere else.
Yeah.
And with that being said, folks, again, these are going to be on. Various forms of media formats. I'm also doing an audio version.
We're doing the exact kind of media whoring we were just talking
about.
Yeah,
exactly.
Although, we didn't eat soap pods. So.
We will be back again probably next week. I'm planning to record another one again. Hit us up if you'd like to join in on any of the funness of here, or not, or don't. Just leave us alone, yeah. I guess.
Send us comment questions.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds so super positive.
It is positive.
Or don't.
His high is
but
changing.
I'm not going to say what.
Whatever.
he's hitting a new phase.
Yeah. Or don't.
What kind of positive is it?
Master Yoda?
You need some detergent pods. But
no.
You need...
No.
No.
All right, so until next time, don't enjoy your Tide Pods too much.
No.
We'd like you to stick around to catch some more episodes.
Stay up, detergent kids.
This has been Babbling Garbage. Have fun. Good night, kids.